Grounding objects. Grounding objects are another form of sensory grounding. That is, using our senses to ground ourselves in the present moment. Many people find it extremely helpful and reassuring to carry a grounding object with them. A grounding object's something tactile for you to feel with your hand. People often carry objects that are pleasant to feel in the hand, but it doesn't necessarily have to be a nice object. Some people carry spiky objects such as pine cones, which they find diverting. It's often helpful if the object carries some special meaning for you. Some examples of grounding objects might be helpful here. One client I knew carried a photograph with her. It had a picture of happy events that happened after her trauma. She used it to remind herself that her life did not end on the night of her trauma, and that she's had happy times since then. Part of why it was helpful to her was that it proved to her that she'd survived. Another client carried a pebble from a beach that reminded him of positive memories from his childhood. Another client carried a clicky child's toy. It was a plastic toy which could be broken into pieces with a satisfying click and could then be put back together. In a moment, I want you to pause this recording and try to find two grounding objects. First, I want you to find a grounding object that gives you the message that you're safe now. Perhaps a photo of a happy event that happened after the trauma was over, or an object to represent a happy moment that occurred after the trauma. Take some time to find an object that has good associations for you now. Something that says to you, you're safe, you're okay, the trauma is in the past. Then I want you to find a grounding object that's less about meaning, but has good sensory tactile qualities. A key ring, a rock, something you can fiddle with that feels nice in your hand, which feels interesting in your hand. Pause the recording and go and find these grounding objects now. Great, you're back. Now that you've found some grounding objects, we'll practice using them to ground yourself. Instructions. First, we're going to set up the grounding object. Do this when you're feeling calm and safe. Hold the grounding object in your hand. Pay close attention to it. Notice what it looks like, what it feels like in your hand, the weight, the texture. Think about what this object means to you. Why does it help you stay calm? Why does it bring you back to the here and now? Why does it remind you that you're safe? From now on, carry this object with you. If you ever find yourself feeling agitated or uptight, hold this object in your hand. Play with it. Remind yourself of why you chose it.